We're heading for a top today of 32 degrees. It is kind of Honolulu weather, to be perfectly honest. That's the sort of weather you would get in Honolulu. 32 degrees, sunny, beautiful swimming weather. But how long would it take you to get there? Well, in the old days, Millsy, stop in Melbourne or stop in Sydney or stop in Brisbane and then go.
Non-stop from Perth to Hawaii. That's what could be on the cards within 3 years thanks to Hawaiian Airlines. How long would it take? Jeffrey Thomas broke the story in the West this morning. He's the aviation editor. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How long would it take for us to fly non-stop to Hawaii from Perth?
Well, it's not as long as going to London. Going to London is about 15,500 kilometres. 14,500 kilometres. Hawaii is about 11,000.
Okay.
So you're talking, you know, 12, 13, maybe 14, 12, 13 hours, roughly.
Right. Non-stop. So at the moment, it's impossible to fly to Hawaii non-stop.
Look. Yes, with an economical payload, yes, it's impossible. I mean, aeroplanes can fly huge distances with no payload, but you need passengers to pay the bills. So you need to fill up with passengers, and therefore you can't fly quite as far. So yes, with an economical payload, no, you can't get to Hawaii nonstop.
Right. I've never been to the States. So if I'm flying out of Sydney or Melbourne, would you normally have to stop in Hawaii, or could you go all the way to LA?
Well, going back many, many years ago, all flights stopped in the world. Go back even further, they stopped at Fiji, then they stopped at Honolulu, then onto the West Coast, because that was the range of the aircraft. Then, as the range increased, we all stopped in Honolulu on the way, or Tahiti. And then with these longer range aircraft, they all overfly those tropical paradises.
Right. So the difference here is that you can fly the Nullarbor and keep going without having to stop.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
You'd fly out of Perth, you'd fly over the Northern Territory and into over New Guinea and onto Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 12 or 13 hours is one thing, Jeffrey, but what we really count is how much and what are we looking at? I've been on Hawaiian Airlines, actually. I found them very good. I think they might be Virgin's partner on that route, but I found them pretty good. I mean, they weren't amazing, but they weren't terrible. They're probably the equivalent of Virgin, actually.
Look, a very, very good airline, and the fares are yet to be. I mean, they're yet to announce they're definitely going to do it. But we spoke to the president and CEO Peter Ingram yesterday after the announcement. They bought the same planes as Qantas has for the Perth London service, the Dreamliner, and that's the plane that makes these sorts of services possible, because it's compared to an A380, it burns about 34% less fuel per passenger. And that's a huge amount of fuel saving, and that's why it makes it economical to do these sorts of, and viable to do these routes.
Okay.
So the fares are yet to be really determined, but certainly it'll be cheaper than what it is at the moment. With the various options that you have, and of course the thing is, people want to fly nonstop. They say, "Yeah, look, I want to leave Perth and arrive at a swimming pool, and I don't want to stop on the way."
Yeah, it'll certainly bring prices down. We're seeing that on the European run now, aren't we, with non-stop
Absolutely.
Flights to London. So there's some real bargains to be had if you want to head over to Europe at the moment, and likewise to the States, I reckon, when this gets up. We appreciate your time, Jeffrey.
Pleasure.
Good on you, Jeffrey Thomas there, the West Aviation Editor. Those savings on the European legs now, if you shop around, you can get the return fares for, easily under $1,200, which is quite remarkable.
It's the one thing that seems to have come down in price. You tell me something else that has come down in price, like air travel overseas.
Some shares that Adam bought yesterday.